Kathy Quimby Johnson grew up in East Peacham, Vermont in the 60s and 70s, when it was mostly farmers and summer people. She attended college out of state, and in her 50s, she got her MFA at Vermont College of Fine Arts. Now she lives in the village of Cambridge. In the latest installment of our series, What Class Are You?, Kathy talks with producer Erica Heilman about growing up blue-collar and straddling two Vermont cultures as an adult.
Peacham at the time, people who were year-round residents were farmers, basically. My dad worked for Ralston Purina, and he delivered grain for 15 years at least. So one of the things I remember thinking about was, where do we fit in? We're certainly not rich, but we're not poor. But our lives don't look like the farmers' lives because there's a regular salary. I wore hand-me-downs from cousins. We canned or froze the year's vegetables. We shopped on sale. You know, it felt like we didn't have much money, but I also didn't have to worry about if I needed to see a doctor, I could see a doctor. We didn't seem to fit in the obvious groups in town.
What were the messages you were getting at school, or what were the dynamics around it?
I think the dynamics around it came a little bit later, fifth and sixth grade, when you are starting to want to fit in more. And that was when in sixth grade in St. Johnsbury, somebody was offering ballet lessons, and two of the girls in my grade were going to take them. And I asked my mother if I could go, and she said, "Oh, no, we don't do that, because that's an indulgence."
Your father worked for a company, but considered himself working class. It was important to him that he wasn't rich. Was that what he was saying?
I think it was important to him that he was not rich. I think he associated rich with being wasteful, being self-indulgent, being boastful, and my father was not a boastful man. In fact, he was self-deprecating to a fault.
When you think of class, what comes to mind? What are the elements of class? Because it's an intentionally vague question that I'm asking.
We tend to think about it as poor, middle class, rich. And I think it gets further complicated by
ballet.
Ballet and piano lessons. And I think a part of class is maybe what possibilities you see for yourself when you're young, and also for your children. And I think certainly when I was growing up, the possibilities were local. You maybe went to teacher's college, and the idea was that you were going to stay in the area probably, or you would go down country to get a job.
Where was down country?
Down country was anywhere south of Vermont. And my husband and I, at least, raised our daughter with the idea that it was important for her to know who she was and know what her strengths were, and then what the options were for her with her strengths. So instead of sort of fitting into a mold, it was, what do you like? What are you good at? Here are the possibilities you can try and see what works. And that's not a conversation I think working class people often have with their kids.
What are the class assumptions you see around you now as a grown-up, or people's blind spots that you see?
So Cambridge is an interesting community because it is such a mix of families who have been here for generations, similar to the town I grew up in, and commuters, and people who work at the resort, because Smuggler's Notch is here. And I have been able to feel at home with people who've lived here for generations, whose families have been here for generations, and I notice there is a group of people, alas, it's shrinking, but these are people with whom I code switch. I can relax. My Vermont accent will be more present. And I am aware that when I am with these people, I feel more relaxed because we know things about each other. We have a common background. But I can also talk to a lot of the commuters who we've got similar college experiences. We have similar concerns for our children.
Where are the blind spots that you're concerned about in terms of class in Vermont? Tension points.
So there is a community center in town that is being sold, and the question is whether or not the town will buy it. The argument against it is that there are so many people in town who can't afford to use it, even at $5 a session. And so that is a place where I really see the haves and the have-nots coming into conflict.
Is the whole story money, or is it also a cultural resistance to that community center?
I think it is partially a cultural resistance because we're not used to having that sort of thing, and that's always a challenge in traditional Vermont towns.
Is that a class thing? Is that a culture thing that is born of class?
I would say it's the latter. I would say it's a cultural thing that is born of class. I would say it's part of that we don't, people like us don't indulge in that. You know, it's where you put your priorities.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.